The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside's covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for carols and Kris Kringle. Overeating, merry greeting from relatives you don't know.
Francis Albert Sinatra, born on this day in 1915, the greatest entertainer of our time. You know, not before or since. I mean, this man had swagger and star power, but he backed it up. And what I like about Frank Sinatra, as we celebrate his birthday, his 103rd birthday today, is how he, I remember as a kid, and I would be after school, you know, we go, and then my pop would come home, and then he would read the Newark Evening News, which is now the Star Ledger. And then you would read all the negative things about Frank Sinatra. And we couldn't understand it. As Italian-Americans, you know, this was a hero to us, as DiMaggio was, you know, as Christopher Columbus was, and Frank Sinatra. And we go, why would they say all that? They used to go after Frank Sinatra about everything. And I couldn't understand it. I could not understand. You know, and that what we always are, it just made us like him more, you know? I don't know when the press is going to realize that. The more you vilify somebody, sometimes the public, and you, they think that we're dumb, that we don't know, it just really strengthened our attraction and respect and love for certainly Francis Albert Sinatra. Oh, he's in the mafia. Oh, he did this. Oh, he got into a fight here. Oh, that. But through it all, and then when he broke in 1939, and we'll get to so much news to get into, so please forgive me. But so one day a year, we can celebrate the old man. I could do like 4 hours on the old man himself, right? So I apologize, but please forgive me. When he broke in 1939, and with I'll Never Smile Again, and he just broke on the national scene. And then he ran for almost 10 years. Then his voice glitched a little bit. Boy, they buried him. They buried him. He's done. He's gone. People were jealous, and they just shut him down. And you know what? Then he goes back, and then he comes into what? From Here to Eternity. He makes the deal. And I'm brushing through it. There was much more to it, certainly. But he went, did it From Here to Eternity. He took not a lot of money. He wanted to play the role of Maggio and From Here to Eternity, and he nailed it and wins an Academy Award, you know? And they always counted him out, and he always came back. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king, up, down, over, and out. I know one thing. Each time they got you lying on your face, you get right back. You get back in the race. I'm telling you, the old man epitomized the success and the perseverance more than anybody. So we remember you, Francis Albert Sinatra, as I remember the allegiance of my love to my dear dad, Pasquale Giuseppe Piscopo. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. There's a lot going on. At first and foremost, another terror attack in France. Alleged. The guy yells, Ali Akbar. I think you could figure out what's going on. And this concerted takedown of Europe continues with these, what they call lone wolves. This guy who killed three people in Strasbourg at a Christmas market, if you would. The cowards. Can someone just say losers? You know, that's what's good about President Trump. He will say, it's a loser. It's a cockroach. It's a coward. You're going to shoot somebody not armed. And it's as bad as the mass shootings in school. What kind of creepy coward do you have to be to shoot somebody who's not armed? I said, you want to fight? You wish to say to these religious extremists, you want to fight? I said this before. You take your toughest terrorist from ISIS, you know, or some of these creepy groups, you know, Al-Qaeda. And then we'll do a like a SmackDown, you know, closed cage match, you know, with our toughest United States Marine. And I always say, make it a woman. Make it a woman. Are you kidding me? There's no contest. They're just about to kill somebody innocently like that in France as you're at a Christmas market. It's the epitome of cowardice. And it's the worst thing you could possibly do for what you believe in. Because it makes everybody prejudiced toward that religion. It makes everybody not believe in that religion. It's the worst thing that you could do, is what they're doing, these religious extremists. And I'm being careful what I say, because I don't want to offend anybody. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Don't offend anybody. Ah, inexcusable. And you wonder why the president's killed. We need a wall. You need a wall. And why the Democrats scoff at this president when he goes, there's criminals coming in and there's terrorists coming in. You know what's hysterical about that? The terrorists say, we're sending in people into the southern border of the United States. ISIS said this. And then the Democrats go, oh, that's not happening. Are you kidding me? The terrorists are bragging about it. Bragging about it. And you'll see. Let me tell you something. When we let these folks in, and believe me, I'm very pro-legal immigration. The country is built on the back of immigrants who've come here legally, learned the language. They learned the laws. They work so hard like that. But when you let other people in and you bring them in and then they bring their laws and they bring their ways into the country, you're going to lose the country. Look what's happening in France, in Germany. Look what's happening. Do we not see it? Do the Democrats not see it? And what went on in the Oval Office yesterday, and I particularly love that. I love the drama of a Trump White House. I'm sorry. I just love it. I think, as Peter Navarro said so astutely on this program last hour, the president is doing a great job and could go down. And I know, the people that don't like him don't like when you say this. This could be the best president we've ever had. He's got more done, but they won't give him a break. You know why? Because he's coming right back in your face. You're going to go after this guy? He's coming right back in your face. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, he's going to come right back in your face. And there's those of us who just go, yeah, man, go for him, Mr. President. We like that. Well, this is a politician. He's turning it upside down in Washington. They don't know what to do with this guy. That's where the Russia collusion thing comes in. That's exactly where it comes in. They're afraid of him. The deep state is afraid of President Trump because they're afraid they're going to dismantle that lifer mentality down there. Oh, don't get me started. Frankie Five Bros, there's a lot of other news. Michael Cohen gets sentenced today in the Southern District of New York.
Absolutely.
That's right down the street.
Right around the corner from where we are now. We should go over there after the show.
You will go over. I know you'll be there.
I have some I'm leaning towards taking a nap on your couch if it's available instead.
Yeah,
but
always available for you, yeah. Frankie Five. I'm thinking about getting a futon, Frank. New futon. Isn't that better? Listen, the bed that we this sounds creepy, but the bed that we share, you know what I mean?
Yes.
The couch that we share.
That's right.
So,
oh yeah. That's creepy.
It's creepy, you know?
Creepy, very creepy.
But listen. So there's a futon. It's a great deal. Do you think that the management would spring for it?
Oh, yes. No.
No, they would. They would.
Well, yes no. And no. Wait,
yeah, they
it,
would
no.
Because it's either that or they got to pay for a hotel room. So if he has the futon in there, then they won't have
to
pay for
the hotel room. We'll have to scramble out. I was watching.
Right.
By the way, as an aside, and we'll get to the news, and I'm so sorry that we're dancing around this morning, but I woke up and I said, let me just check on my Twitter feed, make sure that I'm always afraid. My fear is that one of my children will text me in the middle of the night, Dad, are you up? I just worry about it. So I check my phone and I just hit it just to see if it's on. And then I saw that Matt Sambolin posted the Jeannie Zeno interview, you know, yesterday on the show, and among the Mike Lindell interview and the great, and you could see we had video of that yesterday. That was so much fun to watch. I found myself like watching it, and the exchange Frank, you and I had when you were at the Holiday Inn Express, and I go, take my room. It's fine. It'll be great. You don't have to get out at noon. They will give you an extended checkout, and that didn't really happen. That made me laugh, man. That was hysterical.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, it's always enjoyable watching Jeannie Zeno or listening to her, but to do both is a real pleasure. But we do have to give credit where credit's due. That was actually Matt Conklin who
posted all that.
Yes.
Thank you, Matt
Conklin.
The birthday boy. Hey, Frankie Five Boroughs. Anyway, so what do you think? Do you think that Cohen gets the 4 years that the Southern District goes?
Yeah, I think he's probably going to get something like that, you know, 3 to 4 years.
Wow.
I think, you know, it's such an unusual situation, Joe. And
yeah.
I look, we can only speculate as to what the judge is going to do here. But usually usually, if you're going to cooperate with the federal government, they will literally let you get away with murder and let you keep all of your criminal proceeds and not have to go to prison. So for the prosecutors, in spite of the fact that Cohen is cooperating here, for the prosecutors to say, you know what, we still want him to have a 3 to 4 year prison sentence, it's really unusual here. It's very, very peculiar. So the fact that they're asking for this, even though he's cooperating with them, leads me to think that the judge is gonna be pretty harsh with him.
You know, it's very interesting. You're going to flip, you're going to rat, you're going to make things up, you're going to lie, and you're going to lie some more, and we're still going to put you in prison. What does that tell everybody else?
No one is tougher on rats than me. I've been reluctant to use the rat term with Michael Cohen, because to me, a rat is someone that engages in a criminal enterprise your whole life.
Yeah, fair enough.
Makes money in this criminal enterprise your whole life, and then when it comes time for you to pay the piper because you get caught, instead of choosing to do your time and pay your debt to society, you instead choose to sing like a canary on all of your criminal cohorts and in many instances make up lies. Now, Michael Cohen, that was not the case with him. I mean, Michael Cohen was a very reputable attorney, was involved in a lot of reputable businesses. When he ran for city council in 2003, he had always been a Democrat. And it was Governor Pataki who asked him, please re-register as a Republican just so we can run you for city council. So Michael Cohen is not like some low-level mafia hood. He was a respected real estate developer, an attorney, and someone involved in the taxi medallion business. And but for the fact that he worked very loyally, as far as I could tell, for somebody that is now very controversial, he would still be a very respected businessman and attorney here in New York.
Well,
so to me, this is more an indictment of the Department of Justice and how they do business.
They
chose to target Michael Cohen because of his closeness with Donald Trump, just as they did with Paul Manafort and just as they did with Michael Flynn. But for the fact that these folks had chosen to associate with Donald Trump, they would still be wealthy, free, and respected everywhere in Manhattan.
Yeah, but also tell us what's happening with Michael Flynn as well today.
What's happening with Flynn is much more typical of how prosecutors usually behave. So Flynn, like Cohen, is choosing to cooperate with the prosecutors. Now, Flynn, his cooperation agreement is with Mueller, whereas Cohen, the folks that say we still want him to be sentenced, that's with the Southern District of New York. Mm-hmm. He has two separate plea agreements, Cohen does, with the Mueller team and with the Southern District team. But Flynn got this golden 5K1 letter, the get-out-of-jail-free letter, from the Mueller team. They said General Flynn has provided substantial assistance in investigating a number of crimes. We don't want him to have prison time. So Flynn's lawyers, they're asking for community service and probation, and the prosecutors are asking for the same thing. So that leads me to think that that's probably what the judge is going to do there. Now, the interesting part about the Flynn filings is that so much of it is redacted. So we don't actually know in his 19 meetings with prosecutors who Flynn provided information about and what investigations he provided investigations about. But the fact that they're not asking for any prison time, and they specifically cited that he provided substantial assistance to the prosecutors, leads you to think that he's helped with some investigation.
And what has this to do with Russia collusion?
Well, so far, nothing. So far, none of any of this has to do with Russian collusion. And that's why when they uncovered Cohen's crimes, the Mueller team did the responsible thing and turned it over to relevant prosecutors in the Southern District. What they did with Manafort, prosecuting him themselves for crimes that have nothing to do with the stated reason that the special counsel was convened, that is a real, real travesty. And it's something that, irrespective of the outcome of this, and wherever you fall on the political spectrum, we have to make sure that this never happens to another president again, and it's or any other person again. Nobody should ever have to go through this.
We're all at risk with this. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, God forbid you choose to support the wrong presidential candidate one day.
Yeah, so and then Avenatti, and now Stormy Daniels has to pay back President Trump the legal fees that he spent. That was a huge story, right?
That was right. So this defamation suit, $293,000 in legal fees the president has spent. The Stormy Daniels is going to have to reimburse the Trump legal team. So we'll see. Sometimes the Trump legal team wins one, sometimes they lose one. It was very interesting. Both Roger Stone and Alex Jones Jones were in Washington, D.C. yesterday, and it's going to be so far, Roger said yesterday that he still hasn't been questioned by the Mueller investigators. So I would imagine that pretty soon we're going to hear something, either the fact that he's been questioned by them or that he's a target of a potential investigation for the same reasons that we've talked about with Manafort, Flynn and Cohen.
All right, Piscopo in the morning. Hey, you know, let me, can I go to a Dick real quick? Can we grab that one phone call before we break? And then we're going to go to Daniel Krauthammer, who wrote a book about his dad that you don't want to miss. And Dave Damiani this hour as well. Hey, Dick, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, how you doing, Joe? Talking about Frank Sinatra, my mom, back in the 1930s, used to go to a place in Englewood Cliffs called the Rustic Cabin and see an unknown singer named Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, great, so that was yeah, hey, so hey, Dick, where was it in Englewood Cliffs? Because I know where all the you know, the big corporations are up there now, and it was right up there, right in Englewood Cliffs, right off of right on the Palisades, right there. Right, what was it, like a little bar or something, a little restaurant or something?
I'm not sure because I'm a Long Island guy, but my mom would tell me the story of seeing Frank at the Rustic Cabin. Anglers.
He went there. Dick, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate that because that's exactly how he broke. He won the Major Bowes Amateur Hour, a radio show. Oh, Lord, I know you're going to remember what the group was that he sang with. It was like a foursome, Debbie, that the old man sang with. And they won the Major Bowes Amateur Hour, and then from there he went to the Rustic Cabin that got discovered by Tommy Dorsey, actually, and Harry James first. Yeah, it was very interesting. Hey, Deb, how are we doing out there traffic-wise? You know, I don't want to jinx it, but I know once the holiday starts, it's crazy. It hasn't been that bad, but because I said that, there will be major traffic this morning. Am I right? Come on.
Yeah, by the way, where the Rustic Cabin was, it was on 9W.
Thank you.
Now it's a gas station now.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Debbie,
Best. I just Googled it. You're
the best.
Like it. Let me check this out for you.
No, you're the best. It is not Route 9W, right, a parallel with the Palisades Parkway. That's right.
Yeah.
And it's a gas station. It's a gas station right there.
What history. I love that.
I bet you they have a picture of the old man at the gas station.
Yeah, they do have a picture of the Rustic Cabin, and they have people sitting at the bar. And it's like, it's really cool. You got to check it out. Yeah,
great stuff. Debbie Duham.
Go ahead. We have Our Lady of Guadalupe today, too. So don't forget. You may see some processions in some of the towns.
Thank you,
sweetheart. Because a lot of people do celebrate that as well.
We love it, as they should. Debbie, looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, it is a gridlock alert day today as well. So in the city, you will see tons of traffic into and around the city. I do see a lot of volume on the FDR Drive south. It's solid, getting down toward the 60s. Also, the West Side Highway southbound, that's really bunching up as you get down through the 50s. A lot of volume right on 42nd Street, getting out toward Bryant Park. And it's pretty tough right now over on Avenue of the Americas as well. So that whole Midtown area is going to be kind of tough today. Let's see what else is happening. Traffic is moving slowly as you head to the LIE West at Casino Boulevard. Accident and blocking one lane. Grand Central Parkway West, right at the BQE. It's a collision to deal with as well. And we're still seeing some pockets of volume on the Wanton northbound at Old Country Road, working on a stalled car. Inbound side of the GWB, still holding on to a 20-minute delay. Lincoln 40, Hollis still 30. The outbound Lincoln Tunnel is 15. New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur North at 15E. A collision there to deal with as well. Partly cloudy today with a high of about 42 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. and the Cats Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Planning a holiday, office, or corporate party? How about a family get-together, birthday party, dinner party, or black tie event? DR Catering, the official caterer of AM 970 The Answer, will create a custom menu that fits your taste and style and offer unique and extensive menus, custom-made for your specific needs. With expert consultation from setup to cleanup, the professional and friendly staff at DR Catering will be with you every step of the way, from budget planning, staffing, and location selection to floral design and decor. See your party come to life. Featuring traditional family-style food as well as following the latest food trends, DR Catering is dedicated to satisfying all your dietary needs. DR Catering also specializes in social, corporate, and pharmaceutical catering. Let them cater your next business lunch. To make your event a memorable one, call Dominic at 201-673-7380. That's 201-673-7380, or visit them online at drcatering.com.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. You got 5 minutes. It's 9:25 right now. You got till 9:30. It's 9:25. I'm telling you, the first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota if you call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. All you got to do is say, Joey sent me. Don't know exactly what you're talking about. And you need a free multi-point inspection for the safety of your vehicle, especially if you're driving the kids around like me, right? Right? Oil change and filter for free. First five callers, next 5 minutes, all European models excluded. If you call, you got till 9:30, 855-621-9949. And while you're over there with Carmelo and Chester and my man Iggy, and you're going to see Alex Cancella, they're going to offer you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You're going to love the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey at Route 22 Toyota. And check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. We love Route 22 Toyota. You will too. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, located right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 927. Daniel Krauthammer is the editor of this great new book called The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors. Daniel, welcome to the show. So great to have you with us, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's great. I've been watching you on TV. You've been doing great, paying homage to your dad like that, and my condolences. I had the chance to meet your father at the Republican convention this year. I'm looking for a picture as I scroll down on my phone. I want to post it. It was great. What a great guy, and I love your stories. How you used to go to baseball games. How are you and your family doing since your dad's passing, Daniel?
We're doing okay. It's a hard time still, but it's been at least very meaningful and rewarding to be able to work on this book and finish it for him, and to have it be something that everyone who admired him and looked to him can have.
Yeah, now you put this book together with your dad, correct?
Yeah, so it's a collection of his columns, essays, speeches, and quite a few unpublished works that he had been working on and putting together himself for quite some time. And most of the book and things that are in there now are all things that he had already placed. But when his health crisis struck, which was over a year ago now, and then he was in hospital for a long time, almost 10 months, that's when I started to help him. I was by his side and helped him set up his room to continue working on it. And I got to know where he was going with it. And when he learned that the end was coming, he entrusted it to me to finish it for him. And so these last 6 months, that's been the top priority in my life.
Well, tell me about you and your dad at baseball games.
Oh, yeah. That's I've been going through some of my own pictures lately, and, you know, there's dozens. I have about 50 so far. And we're always, you know, it's the same shot, but just I get older, starting from about age 5 all the way up to recent years. And, you know, when I was growing up, there was no ballpark in Washington, D.C., so we went out to Baltimore to watch the Orioles, so that's who I grew up with. But once the Nats moved to Washington, my dad kind of fell in love, and there's actually a column in this book specifically about him falling in love and trying to resist that because he had had his heart broken by teams before. But he fell hard, and I would go to games with him every time I was back home.
That's good. And when you traveled in car trips, I heard you say on Fox, I guess it was yesterday, that you guys used to listen to audiobooks in the car together?
Yeah. Back when we actually had tapes, we'd listen to long books all the time when we'd go on trips. He'd take me skiing when I was little, or we'd go visit my grandma in Long Island, or other long car trips, and we'd always listen to books. And usually it was, you know, he kind of imparted to me a lot of his knowledge because it was history or political philosophy or, you know, the kind of stuff that I only realized later on that it's not usually what, you know, a 10-year-old listens to on a car trip.
I know. It's the first thing I thought about. I thought about my dad. Yeah. We were listening to radio, but we would listen to Yankee games. But to listen to books, that is sensational. I'm telling you something.
Yeah. Well, I think it reflected all sides of him. We listened to, you know, some pretty theoretical, you know, deep historical stuff. But we'd also, you know, we'd listen to ball games. We'd listen to Imus in the Morning. We'd, you know, all kinds of stuff across the board. He was, you know, he fully enjoyed life, both the intellectual side and the fun, childlike side.
Yeah. And how did your father make the transition from Jimmy Carter Democrat to conservative Republican, man?
Yeah. No, he got asked that a lot. And he had a line he would always use at speeches, which I loved. He's, you know, people would say, how do you go from working for Walter Mondale and Jimmy Carter to Fox News? And he would say, well, I was young once. and you know, that was the quip. But I think the larger story is that I think it's a little bit twofold, that particularly on foreign policy, he was always very consistent. And this actually was something that amazed me looking back when I was putting the book together, looking back at columns as far back as the 80s, that his principles were always the same, and it was really the parties that moved. He was part of the kind of the cold warrior side of the Democratic Party, which then more or less evaporated, and he found himself aligned with the Republican Party. And on domestic affairs, he explains this in his introduction to his last book, and it's investigated a lot more in The Point of It All, this current one. But he started as a Great Society Democrat, wanting to kind of make life better for everyone, and was somewhat idealistic. And as he put it, he went where the evidence showed him. That he actually, his career started as a doctor before he went into politics and writing. And so he always said he learned to follow evidence. And if, you know, you're prescribing someone medicine and the medicine is hurting the patient, you stop the medicine. And he said that particularly through the 80s, seeing the evidence of social science come back, that, as he saw it, was doing more harm to the communities that he thought we should help than the good it was doing. That's what convinced him just to follow the empirical evidence and to support more limited government programs.
Mm. This is great. Daniel Krauthammer with Joe Piscopo at 9:33 in the morning. Daniel's the editor. I like the way you said editor. You say author because you put a compilation of your father's works together, Daniel. The name of the book is called The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors. And before we let you go, Daniel, appreciate your time this morning. You're a very accomplished writer in your own right. Do you think you did this in part because of your father's influence?
You know, I think you're always shaped by how you grow up. And, you know, certainly, you know, mentioning the listening to history books in the car, I think there's a thousand other things like that I could say that shaped my interest and kind of opened my mind to a lot of the things that he cared about and he wrote about. So I think to that degree, you know, who I am is shaped by him to a large degree. But he always wanted me to find my own path, and I found that as well. So I think, you know, a lot of my passions certainly follow in that vein, but I've been working in some different fields the last few years and have always been passionate about these issues and written on my own. But for this book in particular, it was a very special and a very different project to undertake that I felt a real responsibility and duty to make sure that that his last words and lasting ideas and thoughts would make it into the hands of everyone that he wanted to see it.
Yeah, well, well done, Daniel. Well done indeed. And we wish you and your family very best at this tough time, Daniel Krauthammer. And, yeah, listen, you're welcome here anytime, and good luck with the book. The name of the book, The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors, Daniel Krauthammer. Daniel, thank you, my friend, and come back soon.
Thank you, Joe. And if I could just let your listeners know, if they want to learn more about the book or my dad's life and career more generally, his website is a great place to go for that, charleskrauthammer.com. So Charles, thank you again.
Krauthammer.com. Anytime, my friend. God bless and all the very best. Piscopo in the Morning. That's a great book. Name of the book is The Point of It All, A Lifetime of Great Loves and Endeavors. 9:35 with Joe on the radio. My buddy Dave Damiani's going to join up. He's going back to the Ocean Resort in Atlantic City, man. We got a lot to talk about. And your phone calls always at 877-970-2999. Big Al is standing by, though. He's got the headline news live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
35 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. For one Summers Point, New Jersey woman, even dropping a ring down the toilet nearly a decade ago wasn't enough to lose it. Paula Stanton was cleaning her bathroom 9 years ago when she somehow dropped the ring she received from her husband on their 20th anniversary down the bowl. Despite mostly giving up on the item, she did ask the Summers Point Public Works Department crew chief 2 years ago if he had ever seen it. Back then, the answer was no. But the chief did happen to spot it last month while working on a sewer line near her house, and now the ring is back with Stanton and on her finger where it belongs. Starbucks holiday drinks are popular this time of year, but many consumers might not know how many grams of sugar they are drinking. A 16-ounce sized juniper latte made with 2% milk and whipped cream has the least amount of sugar on the holiday menu with 35 grams of sugar. Meantime, a 16-ounce peppermint white chocolate mocha latte, also made with the 2% milk and whipped cream combo, has the most amount of sugar with 72 grams. The American Heart Association recommends no more than 6 teaspoons or 25 grams of added sugar per day for women and 9 teaspoons or 38 grams for men. In sports, all the locals had the night off. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks a lot, Al. It looks like alternate side parking rules are in effect for today. It is a gridlock alert day, so please allow extra travel time. Let's go right to the sprain north of Jackson Ave in Greenburg. That's an accident being cleared. Traffic is slowing down just a bit on the Taconic southbound, getting right in toward the Sawmill River Parkway. Watch for slowdowns as you head to the inbound side of the GWB. We're still seeing some volume here to the upper level of 20 minutes. Lincoln 35 to 40. Holland still at least a 30-minute delay. New Jersey Turnpike northbound by 15E. It's an accident over on the western spur to deal with, and we're still seeing a lot of volume northbound New Jersey Turnpike getting up through that stretch. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic as well on the eastbound Gowanus heading up and out toward the Prospect, and delays right now on the Cross Bronx westbound getting out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge in toward the GWB, LIE West at Casino Boulevard, an accident there as well. Partly cloudy today, high of about 42, showers likely for tomorrow. High of about 40. Alternate side parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
If you're tired of struggling with stubborn belly fat and unwanted weight, dieting and starving yourself, and if you're still unhappy when you look in the mirror, then Dr. Melinda Keller can help you. You can lose 20 to 40 pounds in just 40 days, guaranteed. I know from personal experience, it worked for me. I know it sounds too good to be true. It's not. It's time to look and feel your best. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today. 718-234-6212. That's 718-234-6212. Or visit them at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from LA?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Joe on the radio, 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:40 right now. Mike Lindell was kind enough to join us yesterday. Love Mike Lindell. What a great guy. He's got this for you, the MyPillow 4-Pack. Are you hip to this now? May I tell you about the Mike Lindell MyPillow 4-Pack? Mike is offering, just for you exclusively listening to AM 970, The Answer, 50% off on 2 premium MyPillows, along with 2 go-anywhere pillows, and free shipping. They are extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. You want the MyPillow 4-Pack. This is a great deal. 50% off 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping on this offer-only money-back guarantee until March 1st. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. 0798. Again, if you're driving, you're just getting settled into work, please remember this, MyPillow.com. Great gifts. Great. Talk to my cousin Paulie. Paulie Pillow, he buys a pillow a week. It's a great gift. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code, please. AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree.
Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me.
It's that time.
This is Dave Damiani and Renee Allstead doing a duet. That is a great, great tune. Dave, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing, man?
How you doing, Joe? I miss you, baby.
I miss you too, man. You going out there? And are you in L.A. as we speak, Dave?
I'm in L.A. right now. Yeah, I just literally woke up. I woke up just a little bit ago.
Just to join us, man. So, and then you're going back to the ocean on December 28th. Rumor has it, my friend, Bobby Rydell will be with you, huh?
Bobby Rydell, and then check this out. I'm thinking over the other day, and I went and saw the movie Green Book. Have you seen it yet?
No, I should see it, huh?
It's really good. The first scene opens up. It's Bobby Rydell playing at the Copacabana in 1962. And the guy who's playing him on stage is, I'm looking him up online, and I called him up yesterday. And he's going to come to the show, and he's going to meet Bobby Rydell for the first time. He portrayed him in the movie.
You are unbelievable how you did that. By the way, the last gig we did at the Ocean, that was so great with everybody. Landau Murphy was great. Sal the Voice, this guy's hysterical. And great on stage, you know. And Haley, how great is Haley? You put this great group together yourself. You did your Atlantic City song. And then you put the old veteran, the old guy. And Dave, when I was on stage, it's so funny because I'm the only guy that actually knew the old man, knew Frank Sinatra, yet all this whole new generation. And we celebrate this on his birthday today, Dave Damiani, December 12th.
Isn't that
right?
Awesome? I know, 103 years old today, right?
He would have been, man. Yeah, but it was great, and it was well done, and I got to give you kudos for that, putting us all together on stage. And now this, Dave, and we'll plug the December 28th date. We got to get that room in Atlantic City, man, because I'm telling you, as we reminisce about Frank Sinatra today, and you're a young guy, that is hip to it. You're very close with the Sinatra family. We got to get that down the ocean, a Sinatra room. Come on. Are you kidding me? This would be great. We'll go down every weekend.
I'm talking. We're talking to Bruce, so I'll know probably in a couple of weeks. Hopefully we figure something out, because we're trying to do something, you know, consistently with all of us, you know, everybody, you, me, Landau, everyone during the summer.
Yeah.
And it's great that you are passing on, you know, letting us all be part of the legacy that you knew him. You know, we didn't, no one else really knew him.
Yeah, no, he was great. I think back now more than anything else. I think about my father, Dave, you know, I think about, I know how close you are with your dad. And then I think about the old man, that generation. It was great. And we should try to relive that down the shore, because you have created in such a nice way. And the band, the No Vacancy Orchestra, tell us about the show that's coming up December 28th at the Ocean in Atlantic City.
Well, yeah, December 28th, we're doing it again. It's called Friday Night Live. And this time I got Renee Olstead on it, who just, we were doing that new, we're going to do a new version.
Yeah, oh, that's great. That's great. Sounds great. Thank you, man. That's going to be
Maya
awesome.
Maya Sykes, Haley Reinhardt, and then we got Bobby Rydell is going to do a few tunes with us. And then Landau just called me and said he's going to be in the area. He just said, I'm going to come down and just see the show. And I said, well, I'm going to put you up.
And then
Von Lewis, the actor who played Bobby Rydell, Von Lewis played Bobby Rydell in Green Book. He's going to come. And I was talking to him on the phone. He goes, man, I'd really love to meet Bobby. I says, why don't you come down to the show and meet him in person?
Yeah,
and you meet him in a movie. Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
That is hey, Haley, by the way, she was so great. My gosh. And how old is she? She's got to be, if she's 25, Dave, right?
And I think she's 28 now, 27 maybe.
Yeah, my man, she handles the standards like nothing else, brother. I mean, she's something else. And then I saw her with Jeff Goldblum on the Kimmel show, right?
Yeah, she was on Goldblum with Kimmel. Alex was on there with her too. He's playing bass with Goldblum, and she was just recently, I think they're supposed to do, but she didn't do James Corden, but she's doing some shows with Jeff.
Yeah.
She's got two songs on his new album.
And I love it. And then you could go to DaveDamiani.com. You could check out Dave Damiani. And we got to post it on our website as well to check out this new, this great new record. Look at me, how old I am. This record that these kids put out. The record. You young people. They put out this record called. It was great. What initiated that with Renee, by the way?
Well, you know, I was like sitting around the house, and I'm like, man, I want to do something, you know, for Christmas. And this is about a month ago.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I really wanted to record the Christmas waltz because everybody does it too slow.
Yeah.
And I
yeah,
said, if
yeah.
I did this as a duet, because I think that some of those phrases cut each other's off. So we went in, we recorded just a little sample, and I said, this is pretty good. And I asked Renee, and then I was looking at, I wanted to do a little video. Did you see the little video we did with pit emojis?
I did. I love that. The ad emojis, man. That
iPhones.
Was great.
We made it on our iPhones, man.
That was great. You know what? The song is great that you do east of the sun and west of the moon, and then you have the band sing along with you. That's a great arrangement.
That's pretty funny. I should do a bit emoji video of that with Landau.
Yeah. Wait, can we talk about Landau for a second? And by the way, you're listening to Dave Damiani here, December 28th at the Ocean, and you'll see a lot of shows we go down with Dave, and Dave has a knack of bringing all this great talent together on stage, and I was privileged to be there last time. We had such a great time at the Ocean Resort, which is so to die for, beautiful. He introduces me to Landau Murphy, who won America's Got Talent, correct, Dave? Is that right? Is that what he won?
Yeah, he won America's Got Talent. Yeah, he was unbelievable.
Dreadlocks, brought up, remember he told us a story at breakfast. It was in Cleveland. He was in the hood, and this guy listened and learned Frank Sinatra, and he just embraces it. And what a voice on that guy. Amazing, that guy. And he's a young guy as well, and he goes around and he performs all over the country, correct?
All over the country. And you know, him and I kind of became friends about 5-6 years ago. We just literally like met and started hanging out. And then the next thing you know, he came out to L.A. and he wanted me to help him put a little band together. And we put a band together. We did a show together. And it's like never stopped. We're like, our birthdays are a couple of days apart. We're hanging all the time. He's become like literally a friend, like literally like a close
friend.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
One of my best friends.
I like it when we're out to dinner and he breaks out the song. He breaks out into the song at dinner in front of everybody. Was that the best? What was that? It was. He started singing. It was Motown.
I said, Yolanda, nobody's going to come to the show. You just gave him a whole show at dinner, bro.
Yeah. Well, this is great. Dave Damiani. Check out Dave. A great talent in his own right. A great guy. Dave on the air. I'll tell you right now. Always appreciate it, my friend. We have such a blast.
Maybe we'll see you down there. Are you coming down that weekend?
Well, Frankie Five Boroughs is trying to get me down. He's doing New Year's Eve, and I got to come hang, and I may very well do that. But I'll talk with a lot of the guys. Some of my New York guys already went down, talked to Bruce about putting a room down there, because I would love to do this. And I think most of the folks listening would love to have a room down there so we could do this all the time at the resort.
Supper club. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Well, let's try and get you down there on the 28th. Let's get you down there to come down and hang with us, man.
I love it. I need to hang. I need to hang, Dave. Listen, break a leg with it. We give your daddy my personal best, if you would, Dave. And God bless your brother. Thanks for everything. And we'll see you. Atlantic City.
I
love you, too, man. December 28th, Atlantic City, New Jersey, baby. The resort. We love it. At the Ocean Resort. And we'll talk to you soon, Dave. Take care, man. Dave Damiani right there. Jersey Joe on the radio, 949. Debbie's out there. Funny, Debbie, all of the young generation now, all on this, Frank Sinatra's birthday.
Right,
man.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now they just embrace the old man. And that's great.
I know. Appreciating such fabulous music. It's nice to see that, you know?
They do appreciate it. How you doing this morning, Deb? Good?
Everything good? I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm doing great. How about you? You're busy as usual, right? Nonstop?
I have a show Friday. Uh-huh. Right. And then I got a Christmas party Saturday.
Okay.
And then a Christmas party Sunday.
Okay.
And
wow.
It's like, I know.
A lot of parties.
But aren't you into that now? I mean, I'm trying to just keep up with it all, you know?
Yes, yeah. And you try to make an appearance here and appearance there, you know?
Got to do it.
Got to do it.
You got to do it.
Without a doubt.
And how are we doing? 10 minutes before Mike Gallagher at 9:50 on AM 970. The answer with Debbie on the road for you.
Well, Joe, on this gridlock alert day, we're seeing a lot of volume on 14th Street, getting out toward 6th Avenue, 34th and 57th, also really congested. It's pretty busy at the Queens Midtown Tunnel into town. 59th Street Bridge is very busy. FDR Drive North, heavy up by the Manhattan Bridge. Southbound FDR Drive, that's pretty solid, getting down toward the 60s. West Side South, slowing down through the 70s. Getting reports of a problem right now on the New Jersey Turnpike. Southbound Eastern Spur, a truck fire. All lanes now subject to closure right by 15E. So please avoid that one at all costs if you can. And we're still seeing some slowdowns at the inbound GWB. Upper level, an accident reported there 20 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel 35, Holland still about 30. And traffic is easing southbound Thruway, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Spray north of Jackson Avenue, Greenberg. It's an accident there as well. Again, alternate side parking rules are in effect for today citywide. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The answer.
Joe Walsh explains exactly what needs to happen in the Russia investigation.
Robert Mueller's job is to find out what exactly Russia did when they interfered in our 2016 election.
To find out if any American colluded with or conspired with Russia.
That's all that matters. Nothing else matters.
The Joe Walsh radio program. Weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11 on AM 970. The answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer. Everybody's making money at it except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your online marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. That's SurroundNewYork.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
More sun than clouds today. It'll be breezy and quite chilly with a high of 42. Increasing clouds tonight, low 32 at Midtown, 23 to 27 in many northern and western suburbs. Mainly cloudy tomorrow. There can be a couple of snow showers during the late morning and afternoon hours, mixed with a bit of rain in the afternoon as well, the high 38. For Friday, not as cold. Clouds and breaks of sun, high near 50. Rain is likely Friday night into Saturday morning. AM 970, The Answer.
You guys are like, you know, just hold it, Alan. Don't let it go. I said to Al, I said, one day I'm just going to let you go. I'm giving you carte blanche to just rip it up.
Be my last day on radio, but listen, we'd have a blast. Have a good time.
And I, you know how Apple listens to everything and Google absolutely listens to everything? They're probably listening to everything we're saying in between the breaks, you know? And it'll be.
Oh, not. I ain't working tomorrow.
I know. It'll be a best of. It'll be our last show ever. 5 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:55. Hey, we're in the heart of the season of giving. It's a great time to think about the charities and causes that you care about most and to create a plan that fulfills your wishes. And this could be done in two ways. One is to establish your philanthropic endeavors and your plan so it serves your interests and protects your assets. The second is to think about how you can include your favorite organizations in your will and in your trust. Nobody likes to think about wills or trusts, not even me. But the fact is everybody needs a will and possibly a trust. It's important that you determine who gets what. Connors and Sullivan's lawyers can help you create a philanthropic plan, wills, and trusts that specifically benefit your favorite charities and causes. Schedule a free initial consultation with one of their attorneys and discuss what's most important to you and what it will take to get it done. I called over there to talk to Michael, talk to Lisa over there. They know what they're talking about when it comes to wills, when it comes to trusts, and it's something that you have to do. Connors and Sullivan's, they're all, at Sullivan's, their offices are at Brooklyn, Manhattan, Queens, and on Staten Island. And here's the number, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. Or very simply, please go to ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Celebrating Frank Sinatra's birthday with Joe Piscopo on the radio, 956, AM 970, The Answer, The Old Man.
Here's to those who love not wisely, no, not wisely, but too well. To the girl who sighs with envy when she hears that wedding bell. To the guy who'd throw a party if he knew someone to call. Here's to the losers. Bless them all.
There it is. Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo. December 12th, he was born this day, 1915, in Hoboken, New Jersey. And his parents were from Italy. Well, I didn't know Dolly was from Italy, Frankie. You know, I read that. Apparently, she came from Italy and as Italian can be. And, boy, he went on and just became such an icon. And he's laid to rest in Palm Springs.
How much do you think he weighed when he was born?
You are good. Only, I was going to ask, you know what's on his grave, right?
Save that for the next trivia, Italian trivia question. Why don't we make it more esoteric, right?
You want me to tell you?
Yes, tell me.
13 and a half pounds.
No!
13 and a half pounds.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Because, you know, they had to get him with the forceps, you know.
I know. That's what that scar is on his face.
That's exactly right. And on his grave, the best is yet to come. I love it. And the answer to the Italian question, where was pesto? It came up in the Liguria region. And so we appreciate that. That was Dr. Cubelli who came up with the answer for that, the Italian trivia question. Frankie, thanks for a great show, man. I'll see
Thank
you tomorrow.
Thank you, Joe.
And Albert, you're the best. Good luck with your test today, Al.
Thank you.
We'll be waiting. Debbie, we love you. Francis Albert Sinatra, wherever you are, watching over us. man, thanks for all that you've done. Thanks for everything that you were, Frank Sinatra. We love you, and happy birthday. Make it a great day. This comes from Jersey Joe Biscopo, because you deserve it.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.